We learned this morning in the Gemara, in Brachas, Daf Nun Dalad, Legavi, the Birchas HaGoymel. The Birchas HaGoymel, Kiyadua, is a big lamdish sugya, especially when the Gemara says that you can have one person be moitzi someone else, even though he himself doesn't say the Bracha. He says it incorrectly. The Gemara describes how different Amoraim came to visit one of the Amoraim that was sick, and when he was healed, they said, Baruch the Eibishta, Brich Achmona, that he has given you us back, you back to us, versus placing you in the ground. That's what they said. Brich Achmona, the Yav Lahan, Veloy Nesaticha La'afra. And on that he said, Amen. So the Gemara said, you parted me from Birchas HaGoymel. What do you mean you parted from Birchas HaGoymel? Once you made this bracha and I said Amen, explains to Kivega that you do not have to say Birchas HaGoymel anymore. And the reason why it works is because the Amen is more than Shema HaKa'ina. That's what Kivega explains. If it would have been just Shema HaKa'ina, so it's not a Birchas HaGoymel. The person is not Mechuyev in Goymel, is saying, thanking Hashem that you're alive and not in the ground. That's not Birchas HaGoymel. Birchas HaGoymel is Baruch Shekumalani Kol Tov. It's not thanking, you're thanking that I'm around, because you want me. But I'm supposed to thank the Eibusha that I'm alive, not that you're thanking that I'm alive. So where's the Birchas HaGoymel? So explains Mekhi Vega, if it will be Shemei HaKa'ina, you're right, then I'm parroting his words. Then I wouldn't have been Yoitza. But Omen is more than Shemei HaKa'ina. Omen means I'm applying that which you're saying, your Hoidah, I'm applying to myself. So for me, the Hoidah is Baruch Shek Malani. And that's why you yoitza Birchas HaGoymel. That's the chiddush of the Gemara. I just want to say, al pidrush, the Gemara says, Arba tzichin lahoydis. There's the yor de hayam, those that go into travel over the ocean or in the ocean. The holche midbar, those that go through a desert, which is matzui, for listim, for chayizrois. Those that are healed from illnesses. And someone who is yoitza mibeis ha'asurin, someone who comes out of captivity. Those are the four that the Gemara mentions, and it includes, obviously, other situations that a person is in Malkum of Sakona. These are examples of Sakona. So we spoke about Reb Moshe's Tshuva this morning, how it's applicable to any Malkum Sakona, any airplane that Reb Moshe holds is a Malkum Sakona be'etzim. Unlike Midbarios, you have to have Malkum Shematzu Chayim Velistim. Oceans, he says, is be'etzim a sakana. He says, likewise, an airplane is be'etzim a sakana. Many argue on that, and many hold today an airplane is like taking a bus. It's like taking a car. It's nothing. There's hundreds of thousands of airplanes that are going every day in the sky. Maybe not hundreds of thousands, but tens of thousands. So it's so common. So Moshe looked at it like a makom sakana. You're not under, your feet are not grounded on the floor. It's a makom sakana. Lemaisa, so these four things, Alpidrush, is maybe because a person has to be makir that which he has. A person is in a situation. For instance, someone's a choyla, then he appreciates his health. Calls money was healthy, maybe he didn't appreciate it enough. So someone who is choyla v'nisrapa, he has to make a birchas hagoymel because he is a chayovim. He's indeed chayev. He's chayev because he's not deserving be'etzem to be healed. Because didn't appreciate health when he was healthy. So someone that came out of a predicament of being unhealthy and now he was healed, so he's tak a chayev because he didn't realize and appreciate what he had. The same thing with someone who is yorde hayam. Yorde hayam suddenly realizes all the things that he took for granted living amongst society, suddenly realizes he's missing all of it. You don't have the luxuries that you're used to when you're living at home. You're in the ocean somewhere, you're traveling. So again, now you come to appreciate that which you had, so now you're being maket toiv and chayovim lehoidos. Likewise with yorde hamidbar, people that are traveling in the midbar also, they're secluded, they're away from society. Or someone who's mebeis asurim, so for sure he doesn't appreciate that which he had when he was free. So these are the arba shachayovim lehoidos. So mitzad adin, a person could be yoitz even through someone else. But the Maisa, we are makpid to try to make the Birchas HaGoymel ourselves. And the reason why we try to make it ourselves is because, just like we know, Chazaras HaShatz, we listen to everything that the Shliach Tzibur says. V'yoytze chazar zashatz by listening to every word of the shliach tzibur. And we say amen after every bracha. There's one exception. When it comes to moedim, we don't just say amen. We say our own moedim drabonon. Why do we say our own moedim drabonon? Why do we not say our own tkav shofar? Why by moedim do we say our own? The answer is, explained the Balei Musa, because moedim is something that a person has to do himself. Hoidah is not something you're yoytze through someone else. Hoidah is something you have to appreciate and you have to express yourself. Someone who doesn't express hoidah himself, se felt in hoidah. It's a chisoran in the hoidah if you don't express it yourself. So that's why moedim taka, moedim drabanan, you say ourselves. We say it ourselves. The same thing by Birchus HaGoyimel. True in mitzad adin, the lomdus of Shemei HaKa'oina with Amen, and you can be yoytza hoidah Shemei HaKa'oina, you can be yoytza hoidah Amen, Birchus HaGoyimel, Mechuyah Bedover, Chai, Yotza, Moitzi, all the lomdus that the Rachroinim discuss in the Sugya of Birchus HaGoyimel. At the end of the day, a person should attempt to make the habrach himself, because Arba Tzichim LaHoidah's Hoidah is something that you have to do yourself. True, you can be yoytza with someone else, but to express Hoidah, real Hoidah is be'etzim when you do it yourself. And that's similar to Birchus Moedim. Moedim Rabbanon, we say ourselves, we're not just yoytza with the Shtech Tzibur, with Moedim. So when it comes to Birchus HaGoyimel, you have, it's something that we should do ourselves, because Hoidah is something that's expressed on our, when it's expressed on your own, through yourself, then it's a true expression of appreciation of Hoidah.